Hi there, it's me Mangalam Malu telling you all the cues you need to work with ahead of trade this Friday morning. Before we do that, a look at what took place in yesterday's trading session. Well, yesterday the Nifty, Sensex, Midcaps as well as the Nifty Bank consolidated on weekly options expiry day. So just about a point gain seen on the Nifty, 3 points on the Sensex, a few points on the Nifty Bank and the Midcaps also in line with all the other frontline indices. The markets, despite gaining just about 1-2 points, did extend their streak, gaining streak to 4 days, and that's a positive. The Nifty Bank hit an intraday high of 29,070, conquered that 29,000 mark, and ended just shy of the 29,000 mark. So let's see whether it reconquers it or not. 28,923 is where it is trading at right now. The Nifty itself hovering around that 11,350 mark for most part of yesterday's session, and that is primarily because of the weekly options expiry. Why do I say that? Because if you take a look at the Nifty high and low of yesterday, they've been at 11,384 and 11,314, which is just about 30-35 points away from 11,350, which was absolutely equal to the premium on both the 11,350 call and the 11,350 put together. That's telling you the smart money was hoping for an expiry as close to 11,350 as possible. But this week, the start was the Nifty Bank, higher by about 4%. The Nifty was higher by about 3%, and the mid-cap index underperformed. And I say that with a pinch of salt because it did manage to gain 2% in this week itself. Mixed global cues continue, uncertainty over Brexit trade deal as well as US-China trade deals continue. The Asian markets are higher. Let's see how we pan out, but keep an eye out on crude. Crude has surreptitiously moved 23% this year and now trades near $67 per barrel mark. What is now becoming a foregone conclusion every day is the FII buying in cash markets. In fact, in just the last 5 sessions, the FIIs have pumped in almost $2 billion in our markets. The FII purchase in index futures also continues. Yesterday, we saw a 485 crore worth purchase coming in from the FIIs in index futures, along with a 1483 crore worth purchase coming in the cash markets. Important to watch out for larger queues for this month. The maximum open interest is placed at the 11,000 put and 11,500 call. So let's see whether that range holds or not. And let's see whether the Nifty aims at that 11,500 mark or not. In terms of stocks to watch, we have Reliance, which will be in focus as Brookfield has agreed to acquire their east-west gas pipeline for close to about 13,000 crores. So that's a positive. Additionally, watch out for a handful of stocks. L&T, Mindtree, Cafe Coffee Day or Coffee Day Enterprises, L&T Infotech and L&T Tech. Why do I say that? Because CNBC TV18 learns from its sources that L&T's board has given its nod to go ahead and acquire VG Siddhartha's stake in Mindtree for about 981 rupees per share. L&T will acquire 24.4% of stake in Mindtree. Why is it important for Coffee Day Enterprises? Because Coffee Day Enterprises holds 16.4% stake in Mindtree via itself and its subsidiary. More importantly, we also learn once this deal is done, L&T is looking at a three-way merger between L&T Infotech, L&T Tech Services, and Mindtree itself. So that's a handful of stocks you got to keep on your radar. Watch out for Jet Airways as well. Incremental negative news coming in where we understand that the DGCA has stopped the company for making advance bookings for long travel dates. So now it'll stop them from taking a lot more money and promising flights at a much later date in future, which may impact or add further pressure to their liquidity situation. So we'll keep an eye out on all of those stocks and have a good trading day this Friday.